Bombshell Radio 24/7.
Christmas window shines so bright. Silver beacons in the night. Parents hold their kids in queue, like they've done since 1962. And all those days, you just wake filled with dread. Dreams you have just won't leave your head. You got to walk to make the world feel right. Till your blankets hit by night. Well, it's true.
Well, I'm just trying to get you in the mood. You know how you put music on to try to get the person you are trying to be romantic with in the mood? Well, this is me trying to get you in the mood for Christmas. It's youth group Christmas Windows, because Christmas is coming up. It'll be here soon. When? A couple weeks? Are you ready? Have you done all your shopping? Do you have all your presents? Do you feel the stress of the holiday season? I bet you do. Or maybe you don't, because you're like me and you're Jewish. That's the out. That's the loophole. But the trick is, when you date somebody, look, when you're Jewish and you date somebody who's not Jewish and they celebrate Christmas, you got to play by the rules. You can't lure them into the eight crazy nights and say, here's your first present, chocolate coins. And they're like, I'm 35. No, you can't do that. You got to play by the Christmas rules. It's a fact. Jews out there, are you with me? There's one guy going, well, what? You know what I mean? It's you got to do it. I have found myself in the middle of some very elaborate Christmas festivities, which have, you know, gone on for hours and hours. And I'm like, ugh, well, this is what happens when you are Jewish and you date somebody who's not. You got to play by those rules. Because Christmas is an important day to a lot of people, and I like it. Look, I have no problem with it. I'm into it. It's just, you know, it just isn't really a part of my life. But when I kind of hang in there and kind of get to be a fly on the wall for someone's Christmas, it's quite lovely. I enjoy it. I really enjoy it. But if you're dating somebody who is a Christmas celebrator, and the chances of that are pretty high, you got to get them a present. You got to observe it. You can't look. Don't be an asshole. You got to get them a present or two. You got to do it. Otherwise, you have no business dating somebody who celebrates Christmas if you're going to have a real problem with it. So I recognize that. And all of my girlfriends who celebrate Christmas, which has been primarily all of them, get them a present. So no loophole. My larger point here is even for us Jews, there's no loophole that we can exercise. There just isn't. So anyway, that's not really an issue this year. I don't have a Christmas celebrating female terrestrial human companion. I don't have one right now. I'm looking around. I'm looking around aggressively, which feels like a weird thing to say. It shouldn't be aggressive. It should be natural. But love in the modern age is anything but natural. It's completely unnatural. When I go on a date with a girl that I met using the online dating apparatuses, I always think to myself, I have mutated the universe. I am sitting with someone I should not be sitting with. Our paths never should have converged. We should not know each other. We shouldn't. Which goes to show that online dating for me has been, you know, empty. Hasn't gone well. It's always been uncomfortable. And it always ends with me going, well, I'm never going to do that again. But then I do. Because it's, you know, there's so many options online. You're like, her and her and her and no, her, no, no, her, yeah, sure, I guess I'd date her, why not? Yeah, no, yeah. As if those are actual viable choices that I get to really make. I swipe right and I go, sure, her. And then she automatically contacts me. Nope, 99% of the people do not contact me. They don't. So I'm like, no, yes, no, nah, maybe, nah, I don't think so, no, she's not, nah. Doesn't add up to anything. So my point is the dating world in the modern age is anything but natural. So you got to be aggressive. You got to do some serious swiping. You're going to build up that muscle in your finger. Your fingers have muscles? Well, you're developing them. Anyway, so yeah. Is your Christmas shopping done? Did I travel a far, far way out and ask you about your Christmas shopping and suddenly make it about me? Yes, I did. I'm good at that. I'm trying not to be good at that. I'm trying to be better. But yes, I did do that. So I apologize. I want you to know this is about you. And to prove it, here you go. On The Heart Goes Boom, show number 127, Gabriella writes to me and she says this. Alex, I'm writing you from Sydney, Australia. I love your show. I love Bombshell Radio. And I love Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever. Please play the hammer. Well, Gabriella, here you go. It's the hammer. By request. All the way from Australia. Playing it for you here. Beaming it out to you from San Francisco. Right here. On Bombshell Radio. We'll be right back.
justify your love to me. You only have to promise me you'll stay to see all the changing seasons. Your bright young face, it catches me and throws me back out into space. You're the dream I'm living. Every time we meet, every time I'm falling at your feet. Into your life
Nick Hayward, and before that, The Panics, right here on The Heart Goes Boom with Alex Green. That's me. That's the radio station. Everything checks. Yep. Everyone's in the right place. I'm behind the mic. The music's playing. The turntable's spinning. The tea. Let's see if the tea is... Yep. Tea's hot. Tea's hot. And you are where you are. Which is, who knows, maybe you're driving, maybe you're doing homework at the library, maybe you're, you know, at the gym. That's a good possibility, right? You seem fit. Or maybe you're just hanging out at work and I'm keeping you company. Aw, sweet. It's very sweet. I don't want any money for that. I'm happy to do it. I'm just happy to help. So anyway, everything checks. We're all where we need to be. Now, I got to tell you something. It was American Thanksgiving a few weeks ago. And I don't think I told you guys this, but I went to a party. A lot of people there. There was the most beautiful woman I have seen maybe in my adult life. Really. She walked in and I was like, holy cow. What's happening? Then I don't want to even describe her because I will muck it up. You'll go, she sounds okay. I'm telling you, this woman was stunning. Maybe she's 30. And we started talking about the fall. And she was like, I got to buy some fall vinyl. I can't find any vinyl of the fall. I want the whole collection. And I was like, what? A beautiful woman who loves the fall? Come on. What's going on here? Because I love the fall and I love beautiful women. So everything was lined up. And we sat down, we're eating, we're talking, and she's going on and on about her recent trip to Thailand. It was, how do you say this? Boring. It was boring not because her trip was boring, not because the things she was sharing weren't interesting, but because she was sort of just commanding the floor. Like 30 minutes went by and I was like, yeesh, the only thing missing here are slides. Totally boring, sucked the energy right out of the room, but she's beautiful. And I went with it. I was like, aw, she's so pretty. You know, how she's telling the story in a pretty way. Then she started talking about all the weird things she's eaten in her life. You know, a donkey, a camel, a scorpion, and what else did she eat? She ate some kind of weird fish that you're not supposed to eat. But she was brave. Someone prepared it for her, and she ate it. How did this conversation go? Well, it was really boring. Not because the food she was eating weren't interesting. I wouldn't eat those. I'm vegetarian. But I certainly was open to hearing about it. How did that go? Dull. It was very dull. Because again, she sucked the energy right out of the room. But I was like, aw, but she's still so pretty. It's so pretty how she's telling these stories of kooky foods that she's eaten. Her wacky trek across the globe has certainly yielded some peculiar meals. She's so beautiful. And then she crossed the Rubicon, where a beautiful woman became not so beautiful anymore. Here's what happened. She brought her dog with her. Her dog is a dachshund. Cute dog, if you're into dachshunds. I'm not, but I love animals, so everything was fine. And she said, my dog is like my son. I treat him like my son. And I said, that's really cute. And then she took a dinner roll and she chewed it up. Then she took it out of her mouth and fed it to the dog. Really, this really happened. And I went, aw, it's so cute how she, no. Then she did it again with her meat, some kind of turkey she was eating. And she chewed it up and put it in the dog's mouth. And I was like, oh, let's go back to the story about Thailand. Let's go back to the weird things that you ate. Let's go back to your life growing up in Boston, because anything other than this. And she kept doing it for like 10 minutes. And by the end of it, you know, it all combined, right? The sort of the baby birding of the dog, the boring stories. By the time she got up to leave, I couldn't even remember what she looked like. Really, I had forgotten what she looked like because I was so nauseated by the feeding of the dog, the chewing of the bread, the putting it in the mouth of the dog. Then the dog jumped on her lap and licked her mouth. And then she said, sometimes, this is so cute, sometimes he'll take the food I've given him and want to put it back in my mouth. And I was like, now you're just pushing it. Now it's just, I feel like someone's playing a prank on me. Anyway, she and I are now engaged. So the moral of the story is, hang in there. No, look, it was truly vile. And I was happy to leave. And I can't even remember, seriously, I can't remember what she looked like. I remember the dog. I remember the dog and the food and the licking and the thing. I don't remember the girl. And I thought, oh, good, because I could see, you know, I would sort of carry a torch for her and try to get to know her a little more. I'm glad that didn't happen. I'm glad I've grown up. I'm very proud of myself. That's the kind of girl I would have pursued years ago. And then it would have taken her, oh, I don't know, probably about 7 or 8 days to completely destroy me. And that wasn't going to happen. So there's progress. That's all I'm saying. Hey, what about Kasabian? Vlad the Impaler. Enjoy it right here on Bombshell Radio.
look back until you cry.
Take all the reasons everybody burns. again. And you, you will be over soon again. So get yourself up, get a pass, glitch on your way. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Taking off again. The 5:14 to East Green State.
You've set me off.
Oh my God.
Right to the left, find the floor. Oh, just don't go there.
So picture yourself in a round paper bag, with your head on my hands and your hands on my head. You won't call me, you won't break me, you won't call me, you won't break.
Wigs, Blur, and Talk Talk right here on The Heart Goes Boom with Alex Green. Here's a letter from Tanner. Tanner writes this. Tanner says, "Dear Alex, okay, I understand you were grossed out that the girl who was hot was chewing up her food and putting it in her dog's mouth. But would she be restored to hotness?" There's a phrase. Restored to hotness. If she were to chew the food up and put it in your mouth. How about that? Geez, Tanner, you know, if I really think about that, yeah, she'd be hot again. If she did that, I'd be into that. Sure. If she was giving me all that attention and not the dog, I'm not so into the chewing up of the food thing, but I'd be willing to go with it. You're a good boy, aren't you? Yes, I am. I'm a very good boy. I've been really good. I'm going to chew the food up for you and put it in your mouth. Oh, okay, that'd be great. Yeah, and then later on we'll have a lot of sex? Yeah, that's right. Okay, good. Then let's get on with the food thing. Yeah, Tanner, you're on to me. That is the show. The Heart Goes Boom. I'm easy, aren't I? Jeez, what a sellout. Look how fast I become a baby bird. I'll be back next week, same time, same place, same jerk behind the mic. Please follow Bombshell Radio by going to our website and checking out what we do. Find us on Apple Music. Subscribe to my podcast on where? everywhere. Apple Music, Spotify, Last.fm, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. How many more places do you need? That's a lot of places. All right, go there, find us, subscribe. It's all for free. Leave us a nice comment or two. It would mean a lot. All right? Okay, like I said, I'll be back next week. Same time, same place, same jerk behind the mic. That's me. And follow me on Twitter at Embers Editor or on Instagram at Embers Podcast. I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening. Here's the Stone Roses, and I'll see you next week right here on Bombshell Radio.